Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. I'm Maria Wyatt, your host, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, you can always catch our podcast at
KXORadio.com.
That'll work. All right, welcome aboard. Let's do a show. Our guest today is Scott McClure, PhD, psychologist, dude. And he is a longtime trainer and consultant for Imperial County Behavioral Health. How long have you been hanging out with us, Scott?
Wow.
Welcome back, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Well, it seems like I did a lot of work this year than I think before is, I don't know, like 7 years ago?
Yeah,
I've been in contact at least
7 years,
maybe more. Yeah.
At that time, you were working for UCSD, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, that's where we found you.
Yeah.
I don't know who found you. Scott, did you find him?
No, I think mostly W. Witt.
Yeah.
And I was kind of tagging along on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, that was when I was at the Center for Criminality Addiction Research.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Now you're independently owned and operated, right?
That's right. Right on my own. Doing trainings for the world.
Well, we're going to talk about one of the things that you're actually down here training on, which is always going to be of interest, and that is juvenile offenders, and not only juvenile offenders, but how they develop, how they proceed as they become adults, and whether there's something we can do there. And then finally, we're going to talk a little bit about treatment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, this has always kind of been your forte, no?
Well, yeah, more specifically the criminal justice field in general, even though my background's in psychology. But, yeah, I've looked at most aspects of criminal offender treatment and also how people become criminals and what criminal behavior and thinking's like. So it's a focus within a focus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is right now I'm doing the youth and young adult population, which is typically anywhere from like young adolescents into early adulthood, like around age 25. That's what this training that we're delivering is focused on, that particular group.
Well, and just like any kind of prevention, let's head this off while they're young. We're talking really about getting people maybe at the age of 12 up through 18 and stopping them from becoming these lifelong criminals. If for no other reason, it costs taxpayers tons of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the question is, can it be stopped?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, can it be stopped completely? No. I mean, I don't think we're at that level of understanding of human behavior yet. But can it be reduced significantly? Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
So, criminals are made, not born. I mean, how does this work? I mean, how does a person, start? They're all adorable when they're 5 years old.
Yeah.
You go to a kindergarten class, and all those kids are all lined up, and they're all so hopeful, and they're all going to grow up to be firemen and astronauts and doctors, and some of those kids are going to turn criminal.
But let me backtrack. There is at that time that at 5 years old that you can already identify some problem behaviors. That if they're not addressed, it could be either, undiagnosed ADHD, or it can be other issues. And if it's not treated, then they fall behind in school. They get ostracized or they get disengaged from school. They get disengaged from, like, pro-social activities. And then they start deviating and hanging out with, my grandparents and my parents would say, the wrong crowd. So...
Yeah, no, I mean, like, the first step in a lot of this is understanding what are the risk factors. I mean, that's, like, where you got to start is, really the first step, ideally, but I don't think society, we're quite there yet, is prevention. And that even becomes an early childhood, like, way before 12, even at the very youngest of ages, even with...
Before they're born.
With parents. In fact, there's been research doing that when they had nurses intervene on pregnant mothers,
the
and they had significantly
program.
Less kids go to prison because of that, But at this point where we're at... In society, we're more fix them after they're broken place right now. And what we're trying to do, and part of like why I'm even doing this training, why I've like increasingly I'm interested in it, is we need to bust a lot of myths and like try to help people understand what are real risk factors. Because there's a lot of kids. In fact, I think up to 40% of kids will commit a crime. They'll do some kind of delinquent behavior of all kids, the normal group. But far fewer of them actually become criminals.
Mm-hmm.
So part of that is too, is like, how do we even get the professionals to look at it accurately? How do we get them to not... let their own stereotypes, because we're professionals, but our fields are broad. There's a whole bunch of information. We don't know it all. So, you know, it's how do we identify what are some of the real risk factors and how do we intervene on those and which groups of people are going to need the most work.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.